Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Powder reporting. An American icon is deathly ill. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate who lost to Barack Obama in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. Jeff Flake is the junior United States senator from McCain's state of Arizona.
In my conversations with John, since the surgery, have been great. He thought wants to talk about what's going on and what he's going to do when he gets back here.
It was just a few weeks ago that Senator McCain appeared at a hearing for the recently fired FBI Director James Comey, when he asked a long, rambling question that raised more than a few eyebrows and came under some criticism.
In the case of Hillary Clinton, you made the statement that there wasn't sufficient evidence to bring a suit against her, although it had been very careless in their behavior.
Unknown to all at that point was, in all likelihood, a man already struggling. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He and First Lady Melania Trump sent their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family.